Surrender to Christ, a journey of transformation and peace. At the heart of the Christian faith lies a fundamental concept that often raises questions. Surrendering to Christ. Far from being an act of weakness or defeat, surrender is a powerful step towards a life of purpose, peace, and deep spiritual connection. It's not a one-time event, but a continuous process that transforms every aspect of our existence. What does surrender really mean? Surrendering to Christ involves an act of radical trust and humility. It means relinquishing control. We let go of the illusion that we are in charge of our lives. We entrust our past, present, and future to God, trusting in His sovereignty and His love, trusting His wisdom. We believe that God's plan is always the best, even when we don't understand it. It's an unwavering faith in His goodness, grace, and mercy, especially in times of uncertainty. Acknowledging our need. We admit our human limitations, our imperfection, and our inability to find true fulfillment on our own. It's recognizing our dependence on God's guidance and power, submitting to His will. We choose to follow God's commands and seek His purposes for our lives rather than our own desires or ambitions. Dying to self, this isn't about annihilating our identity, but shedding the self-centered and sinful parts that separate us from God. It's allowing Christ to live through us. Depending on the Holy Spirit, we understand that we cannot live a Christ-centered life in our own strength. Instead, we need the empowerment and guidance of the Holy Spirit. The practical path to surrender. Surrender is not an abstract concept. It's a daily practice with concrete steps. 1. Recognize your need for God. This is the starting point. Understand that, as human beings, we are finite and flawed, and that true abundant life is not found apart from God. 2. Repent and seek forgiveness. Confess your sins to God. Repentance goes beyond simply acknowledging a mistake. It's a genuine turning of the heart, a decision to turn away from sin and seek God's forgiveness. 3. Come to Jesus. Respond to Jesus' invitation to come to Him. This often takes the form of a sincere prayer of surrender, where you declare your faith in Him as your Lord and Savior and give Him your life. 4. Submit your will to His. This is a daily commitment, reflecting Jesus' prayer, "Not my will, but yours be done." This is lived out through prayer. Talk to God constantly, sharing your concerns and your desire to obey Him. Bible study. God's Word is your map and compass. Immerse yourself in it to know His character and His desires for your life. Seeking His kingdom first. Prioritize God's values and purposes above worldly aspirations. 5. Trust in His wisdom and His timing, perhaps the most challenging step. Surrender means believing that God knows what's best for you, even when His plan or His timing doesn't align with yours. Remember His faithfulness in the past to strengthen your trust. 6. Depend on the Holy Spirit. Recognize that you cannot achieve this transformation on your own. Ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen you to deny yourself and follow Jesus day after day. 7. Practice daily dependence. Surrender is a discipline that is cultivated. This includes constant prayer. Begin and end each day by handing control over to God. Honesty with God. Be transparent with Him about your struggles, doubts, and fears. He can handle anything. Faith community. Surround yourself with believers who will support you, encourage you, and help you grow in your faith journey. The promise of surrender. When you choose to surrender to Christ, you open yourself to a life of true freedom. It's a journey that takes you from anxiety and self-reliance to profound peace, clarity, and eternal purpose. By yielding control, you discover that God's hand sustains you and guides you toward the most beautiful destiny imaginable.